But here, we're going to talk about God's building. As we do that, I'd like to ask a question. Put aside the thought of the spiritual building. Think about the building that we find ourselves in this morning. I'm going to ask the question this. Is this building finished? Is it finished? Have we finished doing what we're doing to it? Often the joke goes that we're going to build an annex out the back with a dormitory. So often there's different things going on where people are catering and getting ready and all the rest. So often we joke that it's about time we built a dormitory here in the church because often folks spend so much time. But as far as I know, and I'm looking to Jane for confirmation of this, as far as I know, there hasn't been an architect over the door to see about building said dormitory. Now, there might be wee bits here and there that we do. But here, as we look around, we see a complete building. Well, what about the church? What about the living stones that we're told that we are a part of? I ask this question of you. Is it a finished work? Is this spiritual house a finished work? Think about that for a moment. The reality is this. It's a wee bit of a trick question. Because actually, you could answer it both ways. But I'm going to start by saying that yes. Yes, it is finished. And the reason that this spiritual house that we're going to look at this morning is finished is all to do with that cornerstone. That cornerstone that is Jesus Christ. Because of what he has done, we're able to be in relationship with God. We're able to come before him with worship and with praise. It is finished, was Jesus' words. But as we think of his people, as we think of this spiritual house, we are one together. But as we're minded from the front of our orders of service, there is spaces. There is room for others to come and to join us. So as we think about living stones this morning, I'd like us to have two considerations. Firstly, spiritual growth. How are we going to grow as individuals that are part of something bigger? But then secondly, numerical growth. How are we going to welcome others? And I say this, the two of these are inherently linked together. Before we get to that though, I want to stress just a little bit of theology. Now, not dry theology that you find in big books that switches folk off. Engaging, life-changing theology. You see, if we go back to the Old Testament and we think about the notion of where God dwelt, where God's dwelling place was, what we do is we go back to the time when God's people were in the wilderness. This was after they'd come out of Egypt. And what we read there is about how God dwelt in the tabernacle. It was a tent that they took with them. This was where God was. Now, there was all sorts of rules and regulations about approaching that space, about how that was to be done, and about the sacrifices that were to be offered. When God's people established themselves in Jerusalem under the reign of King Solomon, they built what was referred to as the first temple. It was beautiful. It was magnificent. And this was the place where God dwelled among his people. But again, there was rules, there was regulations about how they could go and approach that space. Well, God's people tragically turned their back on him. And what unfolded was God's people being exiled, the temple being overrun. Later on in the Old Testament, we read of a second temple period, another temple that was built. And again, much the same, there was rules, there was regulations. Peter introduces us to some really important, crucial, and fundamental theology. Here's what it says. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Here among us, amongst you and I, amongst your neighbours and amongst those in the church at large, Here is where God dwells. A spiritual house right amongst us, with Christ as the cornerstone. Not confined, not restricted, but open for all to come and join. God dwells amongst us. And so we think about spiritual growth. We think about building up ourselves, but also as one another, and also welcoming others. Do you ever feel at times that actually the spiritual journey is a lonely one? Personal devotion and personal prayers, sometimes just by yourself. I know that in seasons, certainly I have as well. Again, as we look to the front of our order of service, we are reminded we share in this together. Angus Morrison, the now moderator of the General Assembly, was installed yesterday at the Assembly. He wrote some notes about thinking about living stones, and he tells us of a traditional story that he once heard. It's about a man who goes to a quarry where he sees folk cutting stone, and he wants to know more about it. So he goes to the first stone cutter, and he says, "What are you doing?" Well, perhaps he would have got an ironic response, and the guy responds quite plainly, "I'm cutting stone." Imagine, he probably would have said, "What does it look like?" And his shoulders would have been drooped. Still none the wiser, the person who is visiting the quarry goes to the second stone cutter and says, "What are you doing?" Well, perhaps this person had a bit more pride in their job because they explain that they're cutting the stones to a certain size. He went to the third stone cutter, someone who I imagine worked with a bit of a spring in their step and a smile on their face, and he says, "What is it you're doing?" "I'm building a cathedral. I'm building a cathedral." We need to remind ourselves that we are a part of something magnificent. We are a part of something magnificent and beautiful. We are living stones. The young people are working away on making their own visual representation of what living stones looks like. If the technology goes in our favor, maybe it'll come up on the screen. But either way, here's this truth. We all belong together. All of us, whether youngest or oldest, whether knee high or this height, we are together as one. We are a spiritual building. This is where God dwells amongst us. I'm looking to the back to see if we can see what the young folk are doing, because it's a wonderful reminder as we hear them working away at the back. There's this visual representation of what it looks like. We'll carry on, and it's all the same, and we'll know when it's up there because folks will be looking at there. There it is, they're working away. And we're reminded that actually this is right across the board. There was that stonecutter building a cathedral. All together here, we are building a spiritual house where God dwells. But what about welcoming others? What about welcoming others to be a part of this? Whether it's young folks or whether it's the faces that we see expanding into the screen now. If this was a football match, maybe you would go like this and dive into the shot or all the rest. But as we look around, there's space on front of our order of service, but there's space on the chairs amongst us here. There's space for others to come and to join and to be a part of that. So how do we go about it? Think about this for a moment. The many historical and ecclesiastical, there's a big word, all these buildings that we have, whether it's the Abbey or different church buildings throughout the land, people can physically see them. In fact, people physically opt to go and visit them. There's a wonderful visitor centre across the road. These are clear and visible things that folks notice. In fact, you would struggle not to notice a building such as the Abbey or the building that we find ourselves in here. Well, if this is the case with physical buildings, so too in the spiritual sense. Think of this. God is at work in us as we declare what He is doing. As we allow God to work in His life, well, that is work in our lives, that is visible. Here's what it says in verse 9. I'm going to read that for you. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into wonderful light. God is doing work amongst us, and this should be something that is visible, that people see. When we're down at Heart and Soul, there'll be lots of tents there where churches get a chance to show the different things that they are doing. What God is doing amongst us is visible. Later on in this same passage, it talks about how people will see our works and will praise God in heaven and join with us in the last days. We need to long that others would see and hear what God is doing amongst us. We need to long that He would be a part of us. This is a challenging passage because we see that people actually reject that. They don't want anything to do with it. They stumble upon Jesus, the cornerstone. But the truth is this. They have heard. Before they reject, they have heard. And some will come to accept and some will come to join us. This wonderful truth that we are living stones built together. And so let us make this our prayer, that God would be at work in our hearts as we are minded of what we belong to, what we are a part of, but that we would long to see others come and share in this glorious joy that is being a part of this spiritual house. Amen.